BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast is here. Did you go to school with someone who is now a famous? We got a lot of calls on. Also, how has Rihanna, our listener, been getting on with the Scott Mills Show fragrance we created just before Christmas? Love you by Scott. Also, a Bumbleo Wednesday midweek celebration and Westlife have got a hotline. It'd be rude not to call it, wouldn't it?
Scott Mills.
You all right, Chris?
Hello, my love.
Hello, my love. Did you like how proactive I was with lunch today?
What, as in you went and got it?
Yeah, but I text you going, you want a soup? Now, it may have felt like I was pushing the meatball option onto you.
Yeah, I thought that was really odd. So here's how I reasoned it out. You sent me a question. You said, would you like me to pick you up a soup? Obviously, I was like, yes, please. What are the options? You came back with the options and I gave my choice.
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn, right?
Who has sweet corn?
No, because weirdly, it's quite nice. Anyway, you then said, are you sure you don't want meatball? Now, I said to producer Will here, I was like, Scott's really pushing the meatball thing here.
Yeah, I'm not like I'm on commission.
No, what I think it was, though, is that you wanted meatball, but you didn't feel that you could buy it unless I had it.
Right.
As if I was being a bad influence on your food decisions.
You've got sweet corn. You've got sweet corn here and you've got Italian meatball here. Which one are you going to choose? It's a no-brainer. Come on.
So why were you pushing the meatballs?
Commission? Not really. Just thought you'd want that. I don't know. I thought I knew you better. We called a business with an incredible name yesterday. Best one yet on Funny Business, for sure. You'll see it come up on your timeline if you follow Radio 1 or us. And I can't stop.
It's the
Literally,
best.
It's the best. It was this company in Ireland.
Good afternoon, the Muff Liquor Company, Laura.
Come on.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. I can't have heard that right.
The Muff Liquor Company.
I heard it right.
That's right. They do liquor in the small town of Muff. And yeah, incredible scene.
All sorts goes on there, by the way. We've been contacted by a lot of different businesses from the area.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a bakery, a dentist, a hairdresser's, a diving club.
There's a lot. So thank you for all of those. Today's show, bangers coming up at 2:40, and also we're going to discuss the famouses you may have gone to school with.
Scott Mills.
We were saying on the show yesterday about karaoke phone booths. They have actual kiosks in Asia, which are like phone boxes. You can go in, and it's just good stress relief. You can just like sing your heart out, do a couple of songs, whatever you want, on your own.
One of our listeners, Brona, brought up this idea yesterday, and like every good idea, it's been done before, seemingly. But it's not done in the UK, right?
Until now. I'm keen to get this off the ground. Hello, who's this?
It's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, where are you?
I'm in Pembrokeshire.
Anyway, how can we help you?
It was just about the phone boxes and that you could find disused phone boxes. My auntie and uncle actually bought one and it's outside my house, just sitting there empty.
Sorry, who bought one?
My auntie and my uncle.
Quite a baller thing to do that, isn't it? Do you know parents went through a phase of doing this? I've noticed this in certain sort of... I don't want to say like posh parents, but if they've got a bit of money, they'll go and get a phone box and put it in the garden. Do you know what I mean? It's that sort of thing that they would do. There was a time where phone boxes must have been for sale. It must have been a thing that you could buy.
I want one.
Yeah, to be fair, it's a bit of a talking point.
Yeah.
To be fair.
And it's right outside your house, which is where?
In Newport in Pembrokeshire.
Did you say this was your aunt and uncle?
Yeah.
Yeah, has your uncle put up cards in there as well, or is it just completely empty?
No,
in there?
It is completely empty in there.
Right, and what happens in there, or is it completely disused?
It's just disused at the minute. Yeah, I'm not sure what they're planning on doing with it.
This could be our one.
But what would you do with it aside from the karaoke thing if you had one in the garden? Do you know what I'd love to do? Go into it, change into a Superman outfit and go back out. Like you'd want to do all the things that you could do in a phone box but can't normally.
That's the dream, isn't it?
And be naked, obviously. Like, I've said this about post boxes before. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, you want to get in one?
I don't know, because it is essentially fancy dress if you're inside. It's not a weird thing. It's not that I'm naked and being able to look out. What I'm saying is it's like an elaborate fancy dress.
Why do you ever say you want to get naked in a post box?
For me, it's a bit like being naked inside a mascot's outfit. It's just sort of...
Right. Liberating.
It's kind of liberating about it, isn't it?
Because you can see out and you've got no clothes on, but they can't see you.
Yeah. No, but when you word it like that, it sounds wrong again. Right. But...
So if you're in Pembrokeshire, we can invite like everyone from the area, everyone from West Wales to come and use the booth.
Yeah, why not? The more the merrier.
Can you ask your auntie and uncle for me if they'd let us use it?
Yeah, I'll ask them. I'm sure they'd be up for it.
Great idea. Did you say it's at the front of the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Scott, you've got this nailed on then, so everyone can just turn up, can't they? Your uncle and aunt will love it.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll give out their address next time then. Let's think through the plans, get the karaoke machine, and then we'll publish the address.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. Scott Mills,
Radio 1. It's a bit of a tradition now, every year after the NTAs, loads of TV people, mostly Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby, are like, whoa, we had such a crazy one last night. And then the next day, it's like, whoa, man, we're so hungover. My theory is, no real in any way. I'm saying that they've had a full 8 hours in a luxury hotel.
Yeah, it's when they start their shows wearing dressing gown and things like that.
Yeah. So here's some empty champagne glasses. Now let's have a little sleep.
You've got people that will put makeup on you and clothes if you want.
Definitely in bed by 10. It may not be the case, but that's what I'm saying. Scott Mills. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Rihanna. I'm the person who won your Love You by Scott perfume.
Oh, you were the lucky person that we sent it to. We created our own fragrance and we sent it to you just before Christmas.
Yeah, you did.
Now, remind us why you wanted the scent so much.
I am blind and I thought that having the scent would give me a better insight into like the show and what you guys are like and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because you can't see us, you can smell us.
It's almost like...
Yeah, exactly.
This is a huge who. That you experience the show in a fuller way. It's like 4D or something. It's like Scratch and Sniff. Do you remember Scratch and Sniff, Scott?
Oh, Scratch and Sniff was a massive thing for the blind kids.
Was it?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you don't hear about Scratch and Sniff so much anymore, do you? There'll be loads of people listening.
When we were little, it was huge.
That's what I mean, right? But there'll be loads of people listening right now that probably haven't experienced Scratch and Sniff. And in a way,
that's sad.
Yeah. So that's what I think. I'd love to bring back Scratch and Sniff. Imagine we had Scratch
and
Sniff.
That could be your next project.
Yeah. If people don't know what it is, explain what it is.
Well, clues in the title, to be honest with you.
But yeah, but what is it?
Right, so you'd get a little... If I remember this right, you'd get a little... It was almost like a piece of cardboard with various smells on it. And you would scratch off certain smells at certain points to kind of activate them. It's a bit like, you know, some of the free samples you get in magazines.
Yeah.
And then you could experience the smells. I can't quite remember what you were doing with the smells. But wouldn't it be great to bring Scratch and Sniff back, guys? That's what I'm saying here.
Mm-hmm. They used to do it in the cinema. There were certain films where you would get a piece of cardboard with the film and then... You'd sniff at certain times and each one would have a time on it.
Also in the cinema, I don't think they do this anymore because no need, is when you used to have the red and blue glasses. That was rubbish.
I never used to have to pay for those because blind.
Oh, yeah. Cause blind.
True. So how's it been going? Where have you been wearing our perfume?
Well, you know, I've worn it round uni, but it's got a very unique smell to it, hasn't it?
That was the idea. What do you mean?
Well, what it reminds me of is when you walk into a charity shop and you get the smell of, like, old clothes and lavender and old ladies.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Because you said you wanted it to smell like old books, yeah. I feel like maybe that's where that comes from.
That is definitely where that strand of the cologne comes from, yes.
And it's really persistent. Like... You put it on in the morning and it just doesn't go away all day. It's
that's
so
right.
strong.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the idea.
I've never smelled anything like it before.
Well, okay.
You still wear it. Do you...
I think that's a good review.
Do you think your life has benefited from the perfume or has it hindered you?
I mean, it hasn't hindered me. Maybe it has benefited. I don't know. I guess I'll just have to, like, wear it more and see what happens. Mm.
You said that you might wear it to try and pull. Has that happened?
Not yet, no.
Right.
I mean, we've only just started back at uni again. I haven't had a chance. Scott
Mills. I always get a bit envious of people who say that they had someone famous in their school because we had no one at mine.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I can't think of many people that were famous in my school. There's a couple of rugby players, but not like... I wouldn't say, like, super... Oh, Josh Lucy was at my school, actually.
He's, oh, right, so there is
famous.
One now.
Yeah.
Oh, so there
actually,
is
there was. There's always someone famous from school. Are you the famous one from your school, then? You'd like to think so, wouldn't you? There must be someone else.
I mean, I wouldn't want to say
it
myself.
Are there no sort of, like, world leaders or anything that came from your school?
Well, from Crestwood?
Don't say that, because you're making it sound like no one from Crestwood can become a world leader.
No, Crestwood's a great school, but...
But you're saying you won't be... Well, you won't be a world leader. You're not going to rule the country.
There's no world leaders that went there. That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
Or anyone famous, as far as I'm aware. But if you did go to school with a famous, we're going to be taking some calls on this just after 3 this afternoon. Obviously, you didn't know they were famous at the time because they weren't. but I reckon we'll get some good ones. Bangers is coming up at 2:40. A lot of people agree with me about the Holly and Phil thing.
Yeah,
they weren't at an all-night sesh.
No, and also, by the time they get in front of a camera, it's not like they've just turned up that second. Doesn't work like that.
There's full hair and makeup. This person says, so glad you're calling him out on this. Definitely no real. Mills. Does this count? Ben W, that's what it says his name is, went to school with Will Chalk.
What, as in Newsbeat?
Newsbeat.
Newsbeat's Will Chalk. Oh, yeah, all right. Lucy in Suffolk. Ed Sheeran went to my school. No one went to mine.
You are not even on the Crestwood School's Wikipedia. I'm sure that will change now that we've said this.
Really? Oh. Really, no?
No, not at all. Not a noticeable person. Not even a sort of link to you.
It's like they've blanked me from...
it is a bit, isn't it?
From all knowledge of me ever being there. So, this morning, Gary won Jan Slam, but every day in January is another massive prize. Today, we are continuing the theme of television. You and five friends could be taking on the challenge of the new Crystal Maze live experience in London. That's awesome enough, but you are going to face each challenge with the help of your team captains, Greg James and Nick Grimshaw.
I like these kind of prizes because they're kind of random in how they are. I like that the boys are involved as well.
I do.
Makes it really different.
It's a shame that we've not been asked to do any, because I would happily offer up one of these prizes myself, maybe a tour around Echo Falls. You could sit and watch Emmerdale with me and my mum.
Yeah.
God, she's obsessed with that.
Well, so what are you proposing here? Like 24 hours with me and you?
Yes. Yeah.
Spray tan?
Yes. I'll take you out maybe for like a real nice dinner or something.
It's not a bad prize, is it? I mean, we could scramble together something.
It's not the Super Bowl, Chris, but you know what I mean. So, Crystal Maze in London, and you'll be with Grimmy and Greg. Listen tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. and you might win it.
Scott Mills.
Bangers coming up at 2:40 this afternoon. Before that, let's all join together and celebrate the fact that we're halfway through the week. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. One of the highlights of this week's show, where we called this company yesterday.
Good afternoon, the Muff Liquor Company, Laura.
Come on.
Hello.
I'm so sorry. That guy can't have heard that right.
The Muff Liquor Company.
I heard it right.
Here's Chris doing some karaoke yesterday, doing an impression of the air guitar. Yeah. I may have looped that. Go on, Chris.
Searching in the night.
I need help, guys. You can help me.
I was with Sigrid yesterday. I can tell you it's 2 weeks today till the return of Innuendo Bingo. Let's celebrate with this classic clip from Wally Webb on BBC Norfolk.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when one of the great golfers of history, I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Can't wait for its comeback.
Julian, on last week's Where Do You Think They Were, saying what song was playing in the club?
Horny!
And more from that.
Who's Sticky Vicky? That's what I want to know.
One of my highlights of the week, Gemma Collins.
Maybe if you didn't sell stories on me, I wouldn't have been so upset this week. So take that!
You know, I didn't have to sell a story, and I'm talking about your
boring,
darling.
Let's not forget that Arj sent Gemma a present to say good luck with Dancing on Ice.
Gemma, there's two smoked salmon and cream cheese bagels from your favourite delicacy in Essex. Michelle and the girls have given you two bagels to say well done and they're proud of you.
Two bagels.
So proud.
Newsbeat.
So proud. Halfway through the week, everyone.
Celebrate by having a dance to the Gypsy Kings and treat yourself to not one but two smoked salmon and cream cheese bagels. Liam is trucking in South Wales. We've got Jordan in Northampton. He's got a new job where he can actually listen to Radio 1 in the daytime, so he can bumbalayo properly now. Sophie, always listens, has never texted before. She's in Bath. James in Swansea is bumbling at his desk at the DVLA in Swansea. I need a new licence, by the way.
You need a new licence. What, lost it?
Lost it.
Or, okay.
I mean, obviously, fine. I'll be in touch through the correct channels, James.
But hang on, you haven't lost it. I mean, lost it. You mean you just lost the licence. You can apply for a new one. You haven't got all the points.
I just haven't got around to it.
All right, yeah, got you. Got you.
Just thought it might be easier.
I thought it stopped you driving for a minute there. I was wondering why.
Another James in Walthamstow. Hello.
Hattie in Manchester, who's waiting to hear back from a job interview, so can't really concentrate, needs bumbalayo today. Good luck, Hattie.
I know that's not your real name. It's just the name that you want to have. I can actually see your name because you've texted him previously. Begins with an S. Hello, Ryan in Leicestershire. Dancing around the concrete pad to bumbalayo. What's that? Phoebe, Rowan and Hannah on the way to see Pale Waves and the 1975 in Birmingham tonight. Apparently that's an incredible show.
Lucy off Bolton, bumbling her jump leads off after getting stuck on a hill. In snow, all the inches are on with four dogs.
Susan bumbling in Miami.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Getting
this in my mouth.
I've got Lucy in Bristol bumbling while doing a 500-piece puzzle. I love people that do a jigsaw to this show.
Yes, Tom, Ian and Kai bumbling their spanners off in Rye.
We've got Joanne and her friend Claire listening in very nipply Aberdeen. Everywhere's nipply today. But Aberdeen in particular. Aaron in West Brom, hello. Ryan lost in Cornwall because his sat-nav is rubbish. And Joe in Barnsley... just enjoying today's bumbalayo, really.
Soon I'll see blazing.
Scott Mills.
Theopolis London and Tame Impala, Only You. My favourite bit of that song is like when he gets a call and goes, hello.
My favourite bit is the shouting in the background along. Just someone having a... it's just someone having a very good time, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know, I was thinking this yesterday. What do we do before Instagram stories?
Well, plenty.
Well, yeah, but, like, it's just providing me with all of the real-time updates into famous people's lives that I ever need. And I didn't realise I needed it so much. Like, look at Jax Jones a few minutes ago. Bird's just done a massive one all over the back of his Porsche.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
There's going to be a pop emergency on this show tomorrow, and I love it when it happens during this show. 3 p.m. tomorrow, we get the first play of Dua Lipa's brand new track, Swan Song. 3 p.m. tomorrow on this show. Everyone, stop everything you're doing and listen to Radio 1 tomorrow for Dua Lipa. After three today, the famouses you went to school with.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Luke.
Hi, guys.
Luke is 23 and listens to our show every day, and he's a bailiff, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Okay. What have you been doing today?
I've been sent on an errand to collect someone's suit that's not been returned.
Ah. Who are you bailiffing today? Is it an S. Mills?
I'm a bit tied up as to what I can say, but yeah, the name rings a bell, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes, this makes perfect sense.
That'll be your wedding suit.
This will be the wedding suit, which is still, I mean, it's a new year, is hanging up in the office. That was hired and never returned.
I've sorted it. I've told you I've sorted it. Hey, do you know Paul Bohill off of Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away?
Yes, I do, yeah.
You actually do?
Well, I don't know him personally, but yeah, I know of him.
Are you a big fan?
Oh, he's
big
in the game. I thought you meant you knew because he was a fellow bailiff.
No, not a big fan, but yeah, I know him.
I mean, Luke, that's obviously the dream, getting on that show, right, on Channel 5?
I'm happy doing what I'm doing, but...
So no.
It's good press, I guess, isn't it? Luke, do you have to wear a camera on you at all times? That's one thing that struck me with Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away. They're sort of constantly filming around them.
Not by law, but I do for my safety, yes.
Yeah.
Also, no one ever gets stressed on Can't Pay, We'll Take It Away. It's always dressing gown. That's always true. Dressing gown.
I quite like, though, that if you've got a camera attached to you, you can sort of film your own reality show if you'd like.
Yeah, why not?
Do you know
not?
What I mean? If you were to release it, you've got all the footage there, haven't you? Something to think about, Luke, you know?
Yeah, definitely, but maybe it's not going to make the best programmer filming someone in their dressing gown.
Yeah. Hey, Luke, this banger's choice today is really important, and I don't want to beg it, but I am going to beg it a bit. Please pick me. That said, what have you got, Scott?
Okay, I've got this for you. Yes, what a song! Freak Like Me, Sugar Babes. Good choice, right?
Sort of imagine you on your own in the kitchen there, Scott, just sort of prancing around to this. Yeah, this could be good, actually. That was a good shout from you. Okay, you can have that, or you can have my banger's choice, which is this.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, I really, really, really want to hear this on Radio 1.
Oh, hun, if it gets turned down for a third time, that's so embarrassing for you.
No, but I'll stick with it. This is Kano, The Streets, and the song is called Night Night.
It's quite good. It's like a lot of times now, not having to think of new songs, just putting the old ones back
in. But so many people message in saying, please, please, please pick it. So it's in again.
Okay, Luke, it's your decision.
I usually go with you, actually, Chris. And I thought I might have gone with you today as well, considering Scott still hasn't returned his suit. But it's going to have to be Scott.
Three times! Three times!
One. Did you know that Megan from Love Island once got egged on a date? Neither do we, until she told us on the Worst Dates podcast.
They threw eggs at the car and one hit me in the face.
On the date?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Luke Franks.
And I'm Arielle Free.
And we're lifting the lid on dating in 2019.
I've snuck a full Chinese into Sydney. I'm not even joking.
Why don't you go and put in your mum's high heels?
Does your mum know about that?
She does now.
Each week we'll be joined by two celebs who will reveal their worst dating disasters. We'll also hear from you guys. Horrendous dating stories, DM disasters, and answer those dating dilemmas.
But I just don't like the whole, like, tune of your mouth I've been talking to me. All I can do is stare at their mouth.
The Worst Dates podcast.
Download it now on BBC Sounds.
Another triumph. Sometimes pop wins, you know?
I'm not sure I agree with the bailiff myself.
Sugar Babes and Free Like Me, today's winning banger. I know, we're getting a lot of messages.
I don't know what to do. Do I just give up now? As in, like, that's been 3 weeks, hasn't it? We could just leave it there. I will probably put it back in again, though.
Okay. It's going to get to the point where I'll feel so sorry for you that I'll play my banger when it wins and then yours as well.
Yeah, it'll be a sympathy play, maybe for my birthday.
Scott Mills.
I threw this out there earlier. I'm quite jealous of people who went to the same school as someone famous, because that was not me, not one person.
It's just quite cool to know a celebrity that you only ever see on TV or in sporting world and stuff like that, but in their past life.
Yeah. Hannah, what about you? What happened?
I went to school with two famous. I went with Ashley Young and Lewis Hamilton.
Wow.
Drop that.
They were in the same year.
Okay, so were you friends?
No.
So you're like, I'll be friends with you.
I was going to say, Scott, do you know who Ashley Young is?
No, I feel left out. I'm guessing a footballer.
That's right.
Yeah, he plays for Man United.
Oh, so quite big then.
Yeah, I mean,
one of the more famous ones.
Sorry, Ashley. You know what me and football are like.
I did play football with Ashley Young when I was...
Cool.
I was 8 and he was 5. And it was a girls versus boys football game.
Classic.
And the girls team had all the dads in it. This was off of the 90s, so sexism, we couldn't play football.
Yeah, it was really on.
Yeah.
And I kicked him in the leg. To get the ball.
You kicked you? Ashley in the shin.
Yeah, proper, just kicked him hard. And I won the ball. And then he did his footballer thing. I mean, he was 5. I can't actually express how cute he was at 5 as well. He did a proper football tantrum. at the referee. And I just turned around and batted my eyelashes and got away with it.
I can't imagine what a five-year-old football tantrum is like.
It's pretty impressive. I think he actually went down on his knees.
Yeah, it's probably not dissimilar to how it is now.
Right.
Pretty much the same. Yeah, same vibes. Only he was cuter then and he didn't play for Man United.
Good seeing him doing football though, which is obviously what he went on to do. How about Lewis Hamilton? Did he ever sort of, I don't know, try and cut the queue at the canteen, that kind of thing?
I literally haven't, he was not on my radar at all. I have no memory of him. I just know he went to school. I think average. He got expelled as well, but I don't, I, yeah. He went out with my cousin.
Right.
He went out with my cousin. I did know that, but I still didn't know him.
Right. But hang on, no. he's been out with your cousin. Surely you had a gossip about that.
I do actually have a gossip about that, and she might kill me because they're still friends.
Oh.
should I say it? Will she listen?
It's a tricky one, this, isn't it? I would say you probably should say it.
Obviously.
You can tell us.
Okay, I'll tell you and the nation. I think they were 17 and she didn't want to go out with them anymore. And he knocked at her front door to see if she was home and she hid in her bedroom.
I mean,
pretended she wasn't at home.
That's great.
Yeah.
Imagine hiding away. That's just, it's just ridiculous to imagine.
Lewis Hamilton's at your front door and you're not answering. That's so good. Thanks so much for that, Hannah.
Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
This person, Cameron, went to school with Emily Sande and her dad was this person, Cameron's teacher, for 4 years, which meant they would get previews of all of her songs and songs she wrote for like massive mainstream artists months before release. They get played to in the school. Hey, Megan, who says, I went to high school with Megan Trainor and even had chorus with her.
Chorus? What's that? Is that just like singing class?
I think it is singing
class. Or assembly, maybe.
I don't know what chorus is. But she says, it's still strange to see her absolutely everywhere. Then I clicked on your Twitter, Megan. And Megan Trainor follows you, yes.
Scott Mills.
Some of these I went to school with are fairly unbelievable. But, I mean, I trust you guys, you know. Like, what about Caitlin? What you said about her one?
What's Caitlin's one? Have I missed this one?
Mum went to high school with Barack Obama in Hawaii. Yeah. Was known as Barry Obama then.
Okay, yeah. Well,
I've got no reason to disbelieve you. You know.
Let's all just agree to not lie to each other. We're all friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them are ridiculous, but I'm with the Barry Obama one. Ben, who do you go to school with?
I didn't really go to school with my teacher.
Who?
Ramesh Ranganathan.
Of course, oh, yeah. He was a teacher. Amazing.
Yeah, he was a teacher. A good one as well.
Was he fun?
He was. Some days he was fun. Some days, you know how it gets when you're in school. We're just quite naughty and we don't want to listen at math, so you get quite stressed out, but he was a wicked teacher.
Yeah, he's got quite big time now, but I used to know him quite well. And there was one time that we were on a train somewhere and he was telling me all these stories about when he was a teacher. But isn't that amazing how he's gone from being a teacher to what is just totally a different job?
I remember the first time I saw him on TV, I called my sister. I said, put it on, I think it was on BBC One. I said, put it on BBC One. She went, ain't that our old maths teacher? I was like, yeah.
Has he lost contact now? He's got big time, Chris.
Yeah, he has a bit, yeah.
Yeah, they disappear.
Yeah. All right,
they do disappear, don't they?
Okay, did you have to call
him? I saw him one time in Leicester Square.
Yeah.
And I was working and I stopped him. He just completely didn't recognise me, but he's still polite, though.
Well, yeah, but when teachers see you outside of school, they don't want to talk to you anyway. No. It's like a rule.
Yeah, they
isn't
don't,
it?
Do they?
No. They have no time.
Especially if he was a pupil like me.
What were you like?
Oh, I wasn't the best behaved. It was maths, innit? Who likes maths?
Hey.
Did you have to call him Mr. Ranganathan?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Of course you do. You can't say, all right, Ramesh, he's a teacher.
He was a wicked teacher. I remember he used to organise the talent show at school. We went to a school called Hazelwick in Crawley. He used to organise the talent show. I remember one year he done the performance of an Outcast song. I can't remember what song it was. But he done the whole... He was putting on impressions. He'd done both Andre 3000 and Big Boy.
See, that's what I want from a teacher.
Did he ever tell you off?
Yeah, of course he did. Most teachers told me off.
Harriet, where are you?
I'm in Sydney, Australia.
Well, you're way into the future. How many hours ahead are you?
It's Thursday morning here already.
Chris still can't get his head around that. Who did you go to school with?
I used to take the bus to school with Chris from Love Island.
Well, every day?
Pretty much every day.
This was...
Pretty good.
He looked radically different then. I've seen pictures of him as a child because he's sort of blossomed into this fitty, hasn't he? But as a child, he had mad spiky hair and kind of just looked a bit...
That's the thing. There was a lot of hair product going on at the time. That's like the one thing I remember about him. Like, he was always beautiful, but 10 years ago, beautiful was kind of different to what it is now.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I think he looks like, as a young Chris Hughes, somewhat like an extra from a Busted video.
That is so true. He had a moment where I think he had a bit of a love affair with a hair straightener. He did the whole thing where he had the ruler straight fringe going on.
Yeah, we all did it. My straightener's my best friend for a while.
I went into my friend's house the other day and his calendar was on the wall.
Wow,
weird, like, right?
In Australia?
Yeah. Oh, no, I was in England at the time.
And now I think possibly dating one of Little Mix.
That's right.
You wouldn't have thought that on the school bus, would you?
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's true, doesn't it? He takes them to the farm.
What? Yeah.
That's what he does. Did you not remember that from Love Island? So when he first left there and they do that first show, it's like, what have you been up to since leaving the island? It's him and, what was her name?
Olivia.
Olivia, that's it. Olivia. At the farm, sort of holding pigs and things like that.
Classic Hughes.
So
I think he took Kim to the farm a few weeks ago when I was over there.
Kim?
Kim.
Who's Kim?
Sorry, my accent. Kim.
What's going on? Oh, Kem. Sorry, it's the accent coming through. Yeah, that's right. Kim's been on the farm. Sorry. It's like, is Kim someone he's dated? Like, what famous Kims are there? No, Kem. Got you. Okay, you makes sense.
Chris and Kim.
They're practically dating, aren't they?
Chris and Kim.
Chris and Kim.
Chris and Kim. The greatest bromance ever.
Scott Mills.
I do love a hotline. I've just seen this, right? And I want to give it a call. You know the 90s boy band Westlife are in the official chart at the moment with a song called Hello My Love. Best title for a while.
Well, it's kind of what we say to each other quite a lot.
I call you
a bit of a joke.
I call you love a lot, don't I? Hello,
well, you'll
love.
Because it's quite diva-ish. It's quite showbizzy. So often you'll come into the studio and you'll be like, hello, love. and often I'll reply, hello, love.
Have you seen the lyrics to Hello My Love, by the way?
No.
Do you know who it's written by?
Oh, it's written by Ed Sheeran, yeah.
Right, see if you can tell if it's written by Ed Sheeran. When you're mad, you're still beautiful, and I know that I'm punching way above. So lucky that we fell in love. Sometimes I wonder, am I enough? Because you could have someone without a belly or a temper, perfect teeth, hair growing where it's meant to. I mean, they're great. So, they've tweeted, if you call this number... leave a voicemail beginning with hello my love and you might get a call back from one of Westlife.
Oh, this is perfect.
Let's do this now.
Hi, we're Westlife and you can leave your message after the beep and we may just get back to you.
Beep.
What's this? Or is it part of the song?
This isn't a beep, is it?
It's not a beep. Oh, that is.
Press 1 to leave a message. Please leave a short message. Press the hash key when you are done.
Hello, my love!
This is... Hang up.
Is that it? Okay. Like, might get a call back from Westlife.
I think it was meant to be, hello, my love, plus another message.
Oh, not just that.
Go again?
Oh, God.
Quick one. Don't know if this is costing you. Yeah, I'll do it.
But yeah, I think it's premium rate.
Do you want me to just say, hello, my love?
You do what you want.
Yeah.
Hi, we're Westlife. Yeah. You can leave your message after the beep and we may just get back to you.
Beep.
Press one.
Please leave a short message. Press the hash key when you are done.
Hello, my love. Hello.
Do you want to say who you are?
Oh, sorry. I'm Chris Stark. I'm with Scott Mills on Radio 1.
Please call us back. I'd love to get a call from Westlife.
That'd be amazing. Any of you will do.
Scott Mills.
Jan Slam tomorrow is your chance to go to the Crystal Maze, the actual Crystal Maze, with five mates, with Grimmy and Greg. Jamie, you are so up for winning this prize, aren't you?
Oh, 100%. 100%, Scott.
Why?
Well, it's just one of them childhood programmes, really, when you sit around as a family and you think, as a family, it's very easy. And you'd love to give it a go. And obviously, with Jam Slam, it's one of them chances to get a take.
Absolutely. So it'll be you and five friends. Choose them carefully. Who would you rather have as your team captain, Nick Grimshaw or Greg James?
now. I've been thinking about this since they said about the team leaders, and like, I first started off where Nick Grimshaw was my first love.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, but as it's all switched over, like Greg James obviously with the breakfast show, it's kind of, so I think it would be Greg more so.
Okay, that's awkward because Grimmy's in the room now.
I mean, Grimmy's right here.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to organise it so you don't win.
There you go.
Grimmy, but you are my first
don't
love.
Don't bother waking up tomorrow.
Do you know what? A bit of healthy competition, though. It's all good.
I like it.
Of course. And I did miss out on the opportunity last time with Nick Grimshaw and Alan Carr.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, right. Well, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning with Greg James. Listen and try and win it, all right?
100%. Thank you very much, Scott.
Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. And don't forget, it's Where Do You Think They Were? Another listener's conception tale at 1:40.
Scott Mills.